force Bush to withdraw troops from Iraq. Two men face charges in a case alleging that kickbacks were paid to U.S. authorities handing out reconstruction contracts in Iraq. According to federal affidavits, Robert Stein Jr. paid for real estate, cars, jewelry, and home improvements with money gotten from a U.S. citizen who's lived in Romania for many years. Philip Bloom, accused of paying at least $630,000 to Stein, who worked for the Coalition Provisional Authority, as well as other occupation officials and their spouses. Both men face conspiracy and money laundering charges. Stein also charged with wire fraud and interstate transportation of stolen property. Five top oil company executives are being asked to clarify apparent inconsistencies in their testimony to Congress last week. White House documents cited by the Washington Post show executives of four of the companies did meet with members of Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force in 2001 in the White House complex. Under questioning last week, four of the executives said their companies did not meet with the Energy Task Force, and the fifth said he didn't know. The White House has refused to disclose contacts with industry representatives during deliberations of the task force. Senate Energy Committee Chairman Pete Domenici, a Republican, joined by the committee's top Democrat, Jeff Bingaman, has sent a letter seeking clarification. Committee Democrat Frank Lautenberg has asked the Justice Department to investigate whether the executives might be guilty of giving false statements to Congress. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says al-Qaeda cells are not active in either Gaza or the West Bank. Abbas rejected the claims of Israeli President Moshe Katsav that terror groups have formed in the Gaza Strip. Katsav says the militants included some al-Qaeda cells. Abbas says he thinks a new plan to police Gaza's borders will work, especially with help from European monitors. At the crossing, those monitors will act as mediators between the Israelis, who will keep a check on the Gaza-Egypt border, and the Palestinians, who will be running the border crossing. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company. Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Is not going as advertised. It's a flawed policy wrapped in illusion.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. That was Pennsylvania Representative John Murtha. Of course, you know that. His lengthy statements today and then impromptu press conference, or I guess it wasn't impromptu, I guess it was called, all of it really has shown probably the brightest spotlight on this criminal administration that has been shown so far. When you couple Murtha's statements with what Senator Chuck Hagel has been saying, it's finally starting to dawn on people just how corrupt and criminal this administration is and what they've done. I liked Murtha's response to the counter-criticism. They recently brought this filthy, putrid Dick Cheney out of his hole somewhere to address a conservative audience, the sound bites from which would be played by media, lapdog media around the country. But Murtha took a deep exception to some of the things that Cheney said. I like what Murtha said. He said, "I like guys who've never been there, who criticize us who have been there. I like guys who got five deferments and then sent people to war and then don't like to hear suggestions about what may need to be done." And of course, he's referring to Cheney avoiding military service in the 60s with a series of draft deferments up to and including his wife's pregnancy. He said, "I resent the fact that on Veterans Day they criticize Democrats for criticizing them." It's just astonishing. I can't help but feel, though, and I'm not going to be the guy that breaks wind at the party, but I can't help but feel a little bit irritated that some of these statements weren't made months ago or prior to the war. I can't believe that people like Murtha, people like Hagel, people like McCain and Kennedy and Schumer and the rest of them were so grossly ignorant of what this crime family was doing that they felt compelled to go along with the lies and the deception. I'm having trouble with that, but that's all right. That's just me. A little bit of background here. Oh, by the way, tonight on the program, we've got all the sound bites you need to hear. President Chuckle Nuts lost in Asia. Oh, is he making an ass of himself over there. Dick, are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Cheney on the attack. Representative John Murtha making way too much sense about pulling out of Iraq. And I tell you, it's a relief to see that the media is finally calling them on their lies. I hope you saw the CNN, they had a package today dispelling the lies about how the nations around the world saw the same intelligence and came to the same conclusions. That's such an obvious lie. It's easily disproved with a few mouse clicks and review of the video. Not Putin, not Schroeder, not Chirac, not a single leader agreed with the U.S. assessment of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. So, when Cheney and this ignoramus little punk George Bush and the rest of these neocon killers start with the lies, it is easily refuted. It is the record is there. These people don't care about the record. They are liars. They are pathological liars. They care not a tinker's dam about the truth. But it's there, and you can find it. Go to CNN. Find the news footage. You'll find it. It's all there. But what was amazing today was the fact that during Kyra Phillips' program, they played this package that actually deconstructed what these lying bastards said about foreign governments being aware of the intelligence and supporting Bush in his murderous attack on Iraq. It was almost, it almost brought tears to our eyes. You mean, oh, good Christ, CNN is doing its job? They're doing what they're supposed to do? Disputing and refuting the lies from this corrupt administration. Oh, my God. Quick, Kathy, look outside. The last time something like this happened, a star appeared in the east. It's a miracle. But all of them, and I'm not going to dwell on this, all of them waited until this miserable bastard's administration sunk to a level where less than 36% of the American population supports it any longer. But I'm not going to criticize them for that. I don't care. I just want these thugs and punks and killers out of office. Legally and peacefully. A little bit of background here at The Nation. The big lie technique, Robert Scheer. You can see this at thenation.com. Scheer points out that 60% of Americans polled believe that Bush deceived them, almost 60%, on the reasons for the war in Iraq now. The basic claim of Bush's desperate and strident attack on the war's critics this past week is that he was acting as a consensus president when intelligence information left him no choice but to invade Iraq as a preventive action to deter a terrorist attack on America. This is flatly wrong, Robert Scheer writes. Right. You're right. You're right, Robert Scheer. It's also a filthy lie. His rationalization, Scheer writes, for attacking Iraq now is known to be false. The bipartisan 9/11 commission selected by Bush concluded unanimously there was no link between al-Qaeda and Hussein's secular dictatorship, which is al-Qaeda's sworn enemy. We went to Iraq and did al-Qaeda's work for them in removing the little dictator. Jesus! A recently declassified 2002 document, Scheer writes, proves that Bush's evidence for this link between al-Qaeda and Saddam, available to top administration officials only, was based on a single, drunk, filthy, discredited witness, the one that they referred to as Q-Ball. It is irresponsible, Bush said, for Democrats to now claim that we misled them and the American people. He said this the other day at the Elmendorf Air Base in Alaska. He said, leaders of my administration, members of the United States Congress from both political parties looked at the same intelligence on Iraq and reached the same conclusion. Saddam Hussein was a threat. This is a manipulative distortion and a filthy lie. And America knows it now, George. America knows it, Dick. America knows it, Rummy. And the idea, Scheer writes, that individual senators and members of Congress had the same access to even a fraction of the raw intelligence as the President of the United States is a lie on its face. Scheer goes on to say it was enormously telling, in fact, that the only part of the Senate which did see the unsanitized national intelligence estimate on Iraq, the Republican-led Senate Select Intelligence Committee, shockingly voted in the fall of 2002 against the authorization of force demanded by Bush. Do you understand that? Only Republicans were allowed to see it, and they looked at it, and they said, Jesus Christ, no! We're not going to war on this! Now, that panicked the warmongers in the White House and the Pentagon, so they pressured CIA Director George Tenet to rush release to the entire Hill, all the members of the House and Senate, a very short summary of that national intelligence estimate, which made Hussein seem incalculably more dangerous than the whole report indicated. Talk about taking things out of context. The Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, recently declassified its investigative report, and the smoking gun document proves the Bush administration's key evidence for this so-called Osama bin Laden-Saddam Hussein alliance, said by Bush to involve the training and the use of weapons of mass destruction, was built upon the testimony of a prisoner who, according to the Defense Intelligence Agency, was intentionally misleading the debriefers. Well, what are you going to do when somebody is removing your testicles with a pair of rusty pliers? What are you going to do when somebody is sliding a razor blade across your eyeballs? What are you going to do when they take you to a cage of lions? Sparky?
Of hate. Terror, a threat.
Terror.
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 War on terrorism.
War against terrorism.
Global war on terror.
Global terrorism.
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 Evil terrorists.
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 You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability. I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester-C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester-E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester-E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester-E. Advanced protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester-E and Ester-C everywhere vitamins are sold.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda.
Oh, you lying little rat. Oh, my God. All right, back to Robert Scheer's piece in The Nation, The Big Lie Technique, about all this crap. Scheer goes on to say, despite the government having been informed that there was no bin Laden-Saddam connection by the Pentagon's own intelligence agency in February 2002. This is before Rumsfeld, you see, bastardized the Pentagon. Bush told The Nation 8 months later on the eve of the Senate's vote to authorize the war that, quote, we've learned that Iraq has trained al-Qaeda members in bomb-making and poisons and gases, end quote. That was a complete lie. An absolute lie. The kind that your mama would have taken you in the bathroom and washed your mouth out with soap. Lie. The kind of lie that gets people killed. 2,000-plus Americans. Tens of thousands of Iraqis. It was a murderous lie. Now, this false al-Qaeda Hussein link was the linchpin to Bush's argument that he could not delay the invasion until after the UN weapons inspectors completed their investigation in a matter of months. Why, hell no, because then the truth would have been out. Ah, these filthy pigs. Scheer goes on to say, boxed in by international sanctions, weapon inspectors, U.S. fighter jets patrolling two huge no-fly zones, and powerful rivals on all his borders, Saddam Hussein in 2003 was decidedly not a threat to America. Let me say it again. Boxed in by international sanctions, yeah, that had been going on for, what, 12 years? Weapons inspectors crawling all over his country, U.S. fighter jets patrolling no-fly zones, powerful rivals on all his borders, Hussein in 2003 was not a threat to America. But the Bush White House wanted their little war with Iraq. And it pulled out all the stops, references to a mushroom cloud, and calling Hussein an ally of al-Qaeda to convince the rest of us it was necessary. Scheer goes on, oblivious to the grim irony, Bush proclaims his war without end in Iraq and central front in a new Cold War, never acknowledging that he has handed al-Qaeda terrorists a new home base. Iran, his Axis of Evil member, now has its disciples in power in Iraq. Last week, top Bush administration officials welcomed to Washington Iraq Deputy Prime Minister Ahmad Shalabi, who previously was denounced for having allegedly passed U.S. secrets to his old supporters in Tehran and was elected to a top post in Iraq by campaigning on anti-U.S. slogans. Jesus Christ. And Cheney and Rumsfeld welcomed this filthy, degenerate, felonious, wanted, criminal pig, Shalabi. They welcome him. He goes into the deepest sanctuaries of our government and plays with these bastards. While our men, our women are being murdered in Iraq, while our military is responding by murdering, burning, killing, napalming innocent civilians. Jesus. So Scheer winds up by saying, under Bush's watch, we not only suffered the September 11 terrorist attacks while he snoozed, but he has failed to capture the perpetrator of those attacks and has given al-Qaeda a powerful base in Iraq from which to terrorize. And this is the guy who dares tell his critics they are weakening our country. It's astonishing. President Chuckle Nuts today with South Korean President Ro at the Hotel Hyundai in Gyeongju, Republic of Korea, today. After embarrassing the U.S. and all over Asia, Bush took some questions today. Let's see what his talking points du jour are on the mounting bipartisan criticism of his entire Iraq quagmire. Question, Mr. President, Vice President Cheney called it reprehensible for critics to question how you took the country to war. But Senator Hagel says it's patriotic to ask those kinds of questions. What do you think is right?
Look, ours is a country where people ought to be able to disagree, and I expect there to be criticism. But when Democrats say that I deliberately misled the Congress and the people, that's irresponsible. They looked at
all right,
the
wait
same
a second. Wait a second. Kathy, let's stop it because we got a break here, and I don't want this to be cut off. And we have to make the break. We can't stretch here. So I'll tell you what. Let me just interrupt. We'll cut it. We'll play the break music. We'll do our bottom of the hour break. We'll come back and start this one over. And then I want you to hear what Cheney said, and I want you to hear what Murtha said. Stick around. This is real eyeball scratching stuff. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
All the sideways looks never mattered until now. It's a long ride. It's a downside, is what it's all about. And I think that you better sit this out in the big light. It solves everything. It's hanging upon your lips again.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
We've had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
Twenty-six before the hour. All right, let's go back to this this soundbite now. President Chuckelnuts in South Korea, smearing embarrassment all over his face. Absolutely, the worst representative the United States could stick out there in these times. Are you kidding? So he makes his little half-witted statements. I don't know what he was talking about today. Oh yeah, North and South Korea unifying. Mm-hmm. Okay. If the U.S. would get the troops out of there, it'd probably happen. Anyway, a reporter traveling with the president says, Mr. President, Vice President Cheney called it reprehensible for critics to question how you took the country to war. But Senator Hagel says it's patriotic to ask those kinds of questions. Who do you think is right, Mr. President?
Look, ours is a country where people ought to be able to disagree, and I expect there to be criticism. But when Democrats say that I deliberately misled the Congress and the people, that's irresponsible.
Hagel's a Republican, half-wit.
They looked at the same intelligence I did.
You liar.
And they voted, many of them voted to support the decision I made.
You liar.
It's irresponsible to use politics.
Oh, really?
That's serious business. Winning this war.
Making?
But it's irresponsible to do what they've done.
Uh-huh.
So I agree with the Vice President. I think people ought to be allowed to ask questions. It is irresponsible to say that I deliberately misled the American people when it came to the very same intelligence they looked at.
Keep it up, liar.
Many of them came to the same conclusion I did. Listen, patriotic is active for the disagree with the president. It doesn't bother me. What bothers me is when people are irresponsibly using their positions and playing politics. And that's exactly what is taking place in America.
Oh, okay. Well, let me translate, like the translator in the back there is putting it into Korean. Here's the translation. I wish people would act responsibly and support my illegal invasion and resultant carnage. It's so irresponsible of them to criticize all my mass destruction and my ruining of the American economy. Let me just throw that in, too. Oh, I'm such a chuckle nuts, dumb wit, aren't I? Dick Cheney. Are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Last night, at the Frontiers of Freedom Institute, the 2005 Ronald Reagan Gala. Yes. Dick. Are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Cheney. I love how he makes this snotty comment, then immediately in the next sentence criticizes Democrats for being snotty and partisan and lowering the political discourse. Hey, Dick, go Cheney yourself.
It's a pleasure to see all of you. I'm sorry we couldn't be joined by Senators Harry Reid, John Kerry, and Jay Rockefeller. They were unable to attend due to a prior lack of commitment. I had to think about that one for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, you're so funny, Mr. President. We just love you.
I'm so glad this master of changing the tone in D.C. is out there to give Democrats an etiquette lesson.
In Washington, you can ordinarily rely upon some basic measure of truthfulness and good faith in the conduct of political debate.
What?
But in the last several weeks, we have seen a wild departure from that tradition. And a suggestion that's been made by some U.S. senators that the President of the United States or any member of this administration purposely misled the American people on pre-war intelligence is one of the most dishonest and reprehensible charges ever aired in this city.
Ah, you pig. Aren't you the guy who told Senator Leahy to go F himself? You pig. What? In Washington, you can ordinarily rely on some basic measure of truthfulness and good faith in the conduct of political debate. Hello? Halliburton? No bids? Secret energy meetings? Big oil gets to rape U.S. citizens, advancing torture and genocide, treasonous outing of our intelligence community. To get back at a critic, good faith, truthfulness. You filthy whore. You filthy, filthy, filthy whore. Dick, are the lambs still crying, Clarice Cheney? At the Freedom of Frontiers of Freedom Institute last night, the 2005 Ronald Reagan Gala. Looks like Bush and Cheney, although half a world apart, still got the same talking points from the unindicted turd blossom, Karl Rove. Note the use of the word irresponsible here, too. So naturally, the entire intelligence failure and false invasion is Clinton! Biden's fault.
Some of the most irresponsible comments have, of course, come from politicians who actually voted in favor of authorizing use of force against Saddam Hussein.
Based on lies!
These are elected officials who had access to the intelligence.
Liar!
To draw their own conclusions.
Liar!
They arrived at the same judgment about Iraq's capabilities and intentions.
Liar!
That were made by this administration and by the previous administration.
Liar! Liar! But he stands there because he's standing in front of these pale-skinned, half-witted Republican freaks who actually sit there and applaud death. They applaud war. They applaud young men having their arms and legs blown off. They applaud torture. They applaud lies and fraud and deception and greed and filth. Who are these demons? Mike, those are Americans. Those are your brothers and sisters. Dick. Are the lambs still crying, Clarice? Cheney! At the Frontiers of Freedom Institute, 2005 Ronald Reagan Gala, last night. Notice how this chicken hawk cowardly bastard tries to act like the people who are trying to bring our troops home safely are somehow undermining the troops. This from a candy ass who got 5 deferments because, in his own words, I had other priorities. Typical Orwellian nonsense that you'll hear a decorated veteran and 30-year representative John Murtha disprove in his news conference a little bit later in the program now. How many deferments did Cheney get? 5? Like he's qualified to speak for the troops, this murderous, butchering bastard?
What we're hearing now is some politicians contradicting their own statements and making a play for political advantage in the middle of a war.
No, that's what you
The saddest part said. Is that our people in uniform have been subjected to these cynical and pernicious falsehoods day in and day out.
Oh, you bastard.
American soldiers and Marines are out there every day conducting raids, training Iraqi forces, countering attacks, seizing weapons, and capturing killers. And back home, a few opportunists are suggesting they were sent into battle for a lie. The President and I cannot prevent certain politicians from losing their memory or their backbone. We're not going to sit by and let them rewrite history.
Oh, you filthy, filthy, you're losing their backbones. You cowardly, ticking cyborg, you coward. Making a play for political advantage in the middle of a war? No, that's what you and the cross-dresser-in-chief do when you use the troops like toy soldiers or props for your evil plans. Oh, Cheney, I'll tell you what. You are beyond contempt of normal Americans. You really are. And the little room full of bugs that you're addressing last night, they're about as normal as you are. He says the saddest part is that our people in uniform have been subjected to these cynical and pernicious falsehoods day in and day out. No. No, you dumbass. They're more worried about lack of body armor. They're more worried about Humvees that don't have any floor protection. They're worried about Ding being deployed for the 4th time. You son of a bitch! Subjected to cynical and pernicious falsehoods? That's what you and your corrupt administration have done to our military. Damn you! Damn you! Oh, I'll let veterans, combat veterans, say damn you. What a pig. What a pig. What a complete, useless human being. He says that everyone had access to the exact same information we, that's him and his thugs, that we did. Gregory Thielman, a senior official in the State Department's Intelligence Bureau until his retirement in September, said, quote, they surveyed data and picked out what they liked. The whole thing was bizarre. The Secretary of Defense had this huge defense intelligence agency, and he went around it. Cheney says no evidence has been found that anyone at the CIA was pressured. You liar! George Tenet was officially who has officially taken responsibility for Bush's unsubstantiated claim in January that Hussein's regime had been trying to buy uranium in Africa, but also said his agency, the CIA, was under pressure to justify a war that this corrupt administration had already decided on. It just goes on and on.
I'll tell you part. Chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard. Roll call.
Bush.
Ah.
Roll.
Ah.
Card.
Ah.
Ashcroft.
Ah.
Rumsfeld.
Ah.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. so call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Now, before we play what Mirtha said today, and I know you heard some of it, but I bet you didn't hear as much as we've got here for you. Why? Because you were at work today, and media, television, they don't care. By the way, speaking of television, just got an email here from Long Day's Journey. And he or she writes, after Woodward's disingenuous announcement, the media echo chamber is saying that Fitzgerald got it wrong when he alleged that Scooter Libby was the first official to leak Valerie Plame's name. If you read the transcript of the press conference given by the special prosecutor on October 20th, you'll see that he said that Libby was the first person known to have leaked Plame's identity. I can't believe the extent of the inaccurate reporting being parroted all over media. Even saw the same sloppy reporting in an AP story today. Journalism is in its death throes here in the U.S. How close are we to repeating the horrible history of empires and regimes long gone, consumed in the flames of fascism and imperial ambition, aided and abetted by a coddling and sycophantic state media? Well, yeah, I agree, although I wouldn't probably use such poetic language. It's nice language. But don't get your hopes up about media, okay? Now, I have a transcript that I'm going to read for you because we don't have the actual tape. That was played, I mentioned earlier, it was played on CNN today. And it sounds like, oh my God! As I said earlier in the program, oh my God! Media! Television! Oh my God! They're starting to leap to the fore! And then you find out, I realized we found out 24 hours ago, that Bob Woodward has been withholding evidence, has been representing himself as a reporter and managing editor of the Washington, for Christ's sake, Post! The Washington Post that has been reporting on this story, and their own assistant managing editor had information that colored the way the Post reported. This is worse than Judith Miller in the New York Times. Judith Miller was understood to be a liar and an operative and a neocon. Understood by just about everybody except the managers of the New York Times. But Bob Woodward? Bob Woodward? America's journalism hero? Bob Woodward? The Dragon Slayer? Bob Woodward turns out to be nothing more than another contemptible freak. Liar.
What'd he lie about?
He withheld the truth from his readers, from his editors, from the owners. The only person defending Woodward out there now is Carl Bernstein. So yeah, let's not get too happy slappy about the media doing what it should be doing. All right, Lawrence Korb. I can remember interviewing him on a program I had at WSB here in Atlanta years ago. Lawrence Korb was Assistant Secretary of Defense during the Reagan administration. Lawrence Korb broke from the psychopaths in that administration over Star Wars, over the Strategic Defense Initiative, it was called back in the day, the SDI, the missile toy imagination comic strip garbage that came, that somebody pounded in Reagan's head and he spewed it out. Oh, we're going to put the shield over America! 25 years ago. That's when this insanity was first put out. Lawrence Korb was part of the Reagan administration, and he bailed. He now is with the Center for American Progress, and he had a statement on John Murtha's call for, they're using the word redeployment of U.S. troops from Iraq. I don't know why they don't just use the word withdrawal, but let's use their word, redeployment. Korb says, Representative John Murtha has displayed enormous courage in his call for redeployment of U.S. troops from Iraq. No one can challenge the patriotism or in-depth knowledge of national security issues of this decorated Marine who has fought for decades on the battlefield and in Congress on behalf of our men and women in uniform and the security of our nation. Congressman Murtha recognizes the facts on the ground in Iraq. Like Senator Warner, Congressman Murtha is right when he says that Iraqis will only step up and take responsibility for security when the U.S. troops leave. He is right that Iraq cannot be won militarily. He is right when he says that the future of our military is at risk. The Bush administration and its allies are already in full assault mode, representing Representative Murtha's plan, but their charges are just another example of a White House that is long on spin and short on strategy. We'll have Representative Murtha's comments when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Bernie Kerik is back in the news. At the end of last year, Bush nominated the trash-talking former New York City police commissioner to be the new Homeland Security chief. That was before news of his secret love nests, mob ties, and tax evasions hit the New York tabloids. By the end of the Kerik affair, even right-hand man Rudy Giuliani was distancing himself from his former protege. To bow out gracefully, Kerik used the ultimate postmodern defense. His nanny was an illegal immigrant. Now Kerik's name has resurfaced again as part of a New Jersey state probe into two mob-linked construction firms. One of the contractors performed $200,000 of renovations on Kerik's home in 1999 and 2000, but received only $17,600 from Kerik. A mobster with ties to the Gambino crime family allegedly picked up the bill. Under duress from state prosecutors, Kerik took the Fifth Amendment 9 times this week. He learned at least one lesson from the family. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A top hawk in Congress is demanding an immediate U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. Conservative Democratic Congressman John Murtha is a decorated Vietnam War veteran, a former Marine. The ranking Democrat in the House Appropriations Committee defense panel, he voted to authorize George Bush to go to war against Iraq 3 years ago. In his news conference today, he called the Iraq War a flawed policy wrapped in illusion. Murtha says U.S. troops have become the common target for various factions in Iraq. The Pennsylvania Democrat says if the U.S. pulls out, it'll give Iraqi security forces more of an incentive to take charge. George Bush, meanwhile, saying people are irresponsibly using their positions to oppose the Iraq war. In South Korea, he blasted critics back home who are questioning the Bush administration handling of the war. Dick Cheney told a conservative group last night some of the most irresponsible comments come from politicians who voted to authorize force. The U.S. military reported another American died in Iraq yesterday, pushing the total U.S. deaths from the day to 7. That's the most in a single day in more than 2 weeks. Meanwhile, another soldier died today in a traffic accident 150 miles north of Baghdad. Earlier, the military reported another Marine died in combat operations in western Iraq. A top Iraqi security official is saying reports that Iraqi forces tortured detainees are exaggerated. The Interior Ministry talked today about the disclosure that U.S. troops who raided a government building last weekend found 173 malnourished detainees, some of whom might have been tortured. The Interior Minister says most of the detainees were criminal terrorists, including one man accused of building 6 car bombs. He says only 5 of them appear to have been maltreated, and he said nobody was killed. Earlier, Iraq's prime minister promised a full investigation and vowed that anybody who committed torture would be punished. A spokesman for a top Sunni religious group says they won't trust any investigation by the Iraqi government. The rate of HIV cases among blacks in America is dropping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying newly reported HIV cases among blacks are down about 5% a year over the past 4 years. The rate has dropped from about 89 per 1,000 people in 2001 to about 76 per 1,000 last year. Among whites, the rate is up slightly from 8.7 to 9. Those numbers show that blacks are still 8 times more likely than whites to be diagnosed with the AIDS virus. At least part of the decline among blacks credited in this report to a recent drop in the number of intravenous drug users who are being diagnosed with the HIV virus. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a film movie? Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's
800-981-7591. Not going as advertised. It's a flawed policy wrapped in illusion.
It's about 7 past the hour. All right, we're going to have Bertha here in a second. I got an email from Ann, who listens to this program on KOKE AM 1600 in Austin, Texas. She writes, I listen to you on KOKE in Austin. I cannot listen to Bush or Cheney without screaming liar at the radio, so I utterly enjoy you and the facts. I relate. This jumped out at me right before the war was launched. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. These 6 things the Lord hates, yes, 7, are an abomination. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Uh-oh. Kind of sums it up, huh? Anne writes. Thanks, Anne. Yeah, these are the Christians, you see, that are leading the country. These are Christians. And I'm a Hindu holy man. Representative John Murth, a Democrat of Pennsylvania, 30 years in the Marines. 30? 30 in the Marines? Some of that must have been the reserves. 37 years in the House. Wonder how long till the pig man, Rush Limbaugh, and his pissant little parrot, Sean Hannity, spins John Murtha into some kind of anti-American, commie, pinko, troop-hating, terrorist sympathizer like they did with Max Cleland. Listen to this guy, and he's considered to be a hawk.
The war in Iraq is not going as advertised. It's a flawed policy wrapped in illusion. The American public is way ahead of the members of Congress. The United States and coalition troops have done all they can in Iraq. But it's time for a change in direction. Our military is suffering. The future of our country is at risk. We cannot continue on the present course. It is evident that continued military action in Iraq is not in the best interest of the United States of America, the Iraqi people or the Persian Gulf region.
Now, John Murtha is decorated Vietnam veteran, former Marine. I believe his awards include two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star, Kathy. And tomorrow, this filthy pimple on his ass, draft-dodging thug, Rush Limbaugh, is going to attack John Murtha's patriotism, John Murtha's war record, John Murtha's dignity, John Murtha's humanity. And I would just ask, what are we going to do? Huh? What are you and I going to do when this filthy degenerate Rush Limbaugh attacks John Murtha? What are we going to do? Huh? And I know the tired argument. Well, he had a chance to vote against the war, yeah, and he didn't. Look, let's try to get something straight here, okay? Anyone who voted for this war, who wasn't an absolute neocon, mouth-breathing, Christian coalition-type, warmongering, blood-lusting murderer, and that includes about, oh, I don't know, half of the representatives and maybe half the senators, did so because they were fed lies and distortions deliberately. If Bill Clinton can be impeached for lying about oral sex, and these murderers can't be impeached for lying, oh, never mind. All right, back to Murtha. But I you know what I'd like? I'd like everybody to tune into Limbaugh tomorrow. I'm sorry, Al. I'm sorry. Turn into Limbaugh tomorrow and see how quickly he attacks the patriotism, the honor of John Murtha. And then when you hear it, why not crash his website? Why not overwhelm his phones? Why not do something to let this isolated, gross, degenerate Limbaugh understand that the American people are sick of him too? Huh? What is there anything you can do? Fax? Email? Ah, who knows? How about some white fuss? No, never mind. All right. John Murtha, again.
My plan calls for immediate redeployment of U.S. troops consistent with the safety of the U.S. forces, to create a quick reaction force in the region, to create an over-the-horizon presence of Marines, and to diplomatically pursue security and stability in Iraq.
Well, that sounds pretty logical to me. What's wrong with this plan? Murtha, understand something. We went in there and smashed the hell out of everything. It is now a nest of legitimate terrorists. Thanks, George Bush, you filthy killer. So what is Murtha proposing? He's honestly proposing a redeployment. He's not proposing withdrawal. What did these filthy little piglets say, these Republicans today who got out there and accused Murtha of wanting to cut and run, of defeatism? Ah, oh, you filthy, 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 filthy Republicans. You distorting, wouldn't you? Oh, man, when the lights go out, I get them all. I get every one of them. They're mine. I want to chew on their necks. I do. I'm a vampire, too. Who is that little weasel, that little four-eyed weasel that stood out there for the Republicans today and accused Murtha of defeatism? Oh, Jesus, I'd like to have lunch with him. Oh, my God, at the bottom of a mine shaft at midnight. Murtha's approach sounds fairly logical to me, given the horrendous situation we are in now. I guess because it doesn't allow for permanent U.S. military bases, no mid crony contracts or pipeline profits, it's not going to fly. So how will the White House and Rummy spin this one? That Murtha's plan of some kind of surrender or terrorism. That's it. That's the ticket. He's a terrorist. Here he is again.
I've been visiting our wounded troops at Bethesda and Walter Reed, as some of you know, almost every week since the beginning of the war. And what demoralizes them is not the criticism. What demoralizes them is going to war with not enough troops and equipment to make the transition to peace. The devastation caused by IEDs is what they're concerned about. Being on their second or third deployment, leaving their families behind without a network of support. Our military has been fighting this war in Iraq for over 2.5 years. Our military has accomplished its mission and done its duty. Our military captured Saddam Hussein, captured or killed his closest associates. But the war continues to intensify. Deaths and injuries are growing. In over 2,079 confirmed American deaths, over 15,500 have been seriously injured. Half of them returned to duty. And it's estimated over 50,000 will suffer from what I call battle fatigue. And there have been reports at least 30,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed.
Jesus Christ. When you hear it put that way, by a Marine combat veteran, what we don't have for you on tape is during the Q&A session when Murtha choked up, when he started talking about some of the individual cases of soldiers with arms blown off and legs blown off, soldiers in a coma. One father came up to him and Murtha said, you know, the son was in a coma, and the father has another son over in Iraq. These are kids that joined the reserves, National Guard, whatever. And the father came up to Murtha, and Murtha says, is there anything I can do for you? And Murtha, the father said, yeah, you can get him his Purple Heart. And Murtha said, what do you mean, get him his Purple Heart? And the father said, well, they're saying that because this was caused by so-called friendly fire, he doesn't deserve one. And Murtha called the Pentagon and got the right person, because Murtha has been a huge supporter of the military. And he said, give this boy a Purple Heart or I'll give him one of mine! One of mine! Jesus!
It's only this war in my head. I try to bury my fear, but I always carry the dead, carry them home. I have seen better men fight to the bitter end, following over.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Orrick vacuum, visit one of my Orrick stores, or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-one past the hour. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha, 30 years in the Marine Corps, 37 years in Congress. And the piglets, the filthy, filthy anti-American piglets on talk radio will be attacking him tomorrow. The draft dodgers, these snarky little sons of bitches who if you snuck up behind Hannity or Limbaugh or Bennett or the rest of these pigs and yelled boo long enough, they would crap in their pants. And they will be the ones attacking Representative John Murtha tomorrow. They will be. Here he is again today from his statement today.
Oil production and energy production are below pre-war level. You remember they said that was going to pay for the war. Unemployment is 60%. Clean water is scarce. And most importantly, this is the most important point, incidents have increased from 150 a week to over 700 in the last year. Instead of attacks going down over a time when we had additional troops, attacks have grown dramatically. Since the revolution of the Abu Ghraib, American casualties have doubled. You look at the timeline, you'll see one per day average before Abu Ghraib. After Abu Ghraib, you'll see two a day. Two killed per day because of the dramatic impact that Abu Ghraib had on what we were doing. And the State Department reported in 2004, right before they put the reports out, that indicated a sharp increase in global terrorism.
Yeah, global terrorism. Yeah. And what does this filthy, bloated pig of a vice president, Dick Cheney, say? No, the insurgents are in their last throws! They're in their last throws! They're dead-enders! Isn't that what Rumsfeld said? Another sick, degenerate old man? Dead-enders. If they could get their hands on you too, Cheney and Rumsfeld, if they could literally get their hands on you, do you know what would happen? The same thing that would happen if an invader came to this country and started butchering and napalming and white phosphorusing our men, women, and children, blowing up our cities, destroying our water supply, dropping depleted uranium all over our countryside. What would we do if we got our hands on the people who ordered that? What would we do, we Americans? What would I do? I would rip them to pieces. I would rip them to pieces. Mirtha again.
The military and administration agrees now that Iraq cannot be won militarily. They don't want input. They only want to criticize. Bush 1 was the opposite. Bush 1 might not like the criticism and constructive suggestion, but he listened to what we had to say. I believe that, and I have concluded, the presence of U.S. troops in Iraq is impeding this progress. Our troops have become the primary target of the insurgency. They are united against U.S. forces, and we have become a catalyst for violence.
Jesus, we have become a catalyst for violence. We have become a catalyst for violence. John Mirtha again.
Over 80% of Iraqis are strongly opposed to the presence of coalition forces. And about 45% of Iraqi population believe attacks against American troops are justified. I believe we need to turn Iraq over to the Iraqis. I believe before the Iraqi elections, scheduled for mid-December, the Iraqi people and the emerging government must be put on notice. The United States will immediately redeploy. This is an immediate redeployment of our American forces because they have become the target. All of Iraq must know that Iraq is free, free from a United States occupation.
Oh, my God, free, free from a United States occupation. Yes. Isn't that what those of us on the left have been saying for months and months and months?
Eighty percent of Iraqis are opposed to the presence of coalition forces. 45% of the Iraqi population believe attacks against American troops are justified. This doesn't matter, Congressman, because Bush doesn't care about polls. Remember? Or as this piggy cyborg, gross vice president says, we don't do polls. We don't do polls. We govern. We don't do polls. I don't know what, short of an impeachment, will stop these criminals from fulfilling their oily, imperialistic, power-mad plans for this poor, sad, misbegotten, brutalized, bombed, murdered country.
Don't just believe in what you hear. Don't just believe in what you see. Let's get free. Let's get free. You gotta open up your mind. The truth is what you need. Oh.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful folks.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C. Ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, Ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet-dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or,
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
We'll be right back.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy. Don't mean a thing,
just lock your doors and drive around. 26 before the hour. Email here wants me to repeat the biblical quote that came from Anne in Austin. Emailer says, "What a nifty pointed track to smear in the condescending, pious, pasty, waxen faces of the undead again. Ever notice how they all look like painted, glass-eyed 50s ventriloquist dummies? Please would you repeat the book chapter?" All right. It is Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. Okay? Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. "These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren." Wow, man, that describes the Bush crime family to a T. Write it down because I don't want to do it again. Thanks again to Ann, who listens in KOK, on KOKE in Austin. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. Just got this email. Justice Hugo Black, in a case involving the New York Times some time ago, obviously, since it was Justice Hugo Black, here's what he said. "In the First Amendment, the Founding Fathers gave the free press the protection it must have to fulfill its essential role in our democracy. The press was to serve the governed, not the governors. The government's power to censor the press was abolished so that the press would remain forever free to censure the government. The press was protected so that it could bear the secrets of government and inform the people. Only a free and unrestrained press can effectively expose deception in government. And paramount among the responsibilities of a free press is the duty to prevent any part of the government from deceiving the people and sending them off to distant lands to die of foreign fevers and foreign shot and shell." Well, American media, you miserable failures, we're to the point where we have in Gulf War II here, in this masturbatory fantasy of these neocon bastards, we had journalists who agreed to be embedded, who agreed to suck up to the commanders and say, "Okay, take us along, protect our lily white asses, and we'll write nice things about glorious battles." This is what's become of our media. We have stories out there about stolen elections. We have stories that the media refuses to cover concerning what happened in Ohio in this last presidential election. The General Accountability Office has declared categorically it was a fraud. And who's reporting it? Well, we have to be our own media. On CNN, I want to do this. Then we're going to take some phone calls. We will. CNN, the anchor is Frederica Whitfield. "Well, lately the White House and its allies have switched from defense to offense on the issue of pre-war intelligence. One of their arguments is that whether other nations supported the war or not. They agreed Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Here's more." All right, starts with Victoria Clark, the former Pentagon spokeswoman. The French, the Russians, the Italians, the Germans, the United States, United Nations, everybody thought Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and the intent to use them. John McCain. Every intelligence agency in the world, including the Russian, including the French, including the Israelis, all had reached the same conclusion, and that was that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Stephen Hadley, National Security Advisor. It was the same intelligence that other world leaders had that led them to conclude that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Donald Rumsfeld. These assessments were echoed by foreign intelligence agencies from countries that included Great Britain, France, Germany, and Russia. Back to Frederica Whitfield. Several voices with the same message. But did foreign intelligence assessments really agree? CNN's intelligence sources say it was the view of French and Russian intelligence that Iraq probably did have weapons of mass destruction programs. But the leaders of Russia, Germany, and France expressed skepticism over the U.S. intelligence assessment. Russian President Vladimir Putin made specific comments about it on October 11, 2002, just about 5 months before the war began. Putin. Russia does not have any trustworthy data that supports the existence of nuclear weapons or any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We have not received any such information from our partners yet. Back to the anchor. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder spoke his mind to the German parliament about a month before the war began. Gerhard Schroeder. Iraq definitely does not have nuclear weapons nor any long-range carrier systems which could take what it does not have to their targets. There are indications that Iraq might be capable of producing other weapons of mass destruction. This is the reason why the inspectors are there now and must be able to continue their work. Back to the CNN anchor. After that, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell presented U.S. intelligence findings at the United Nations in February 2003. Germany's foreign minister said the evidence coincided with German intelligence in part, but a week later he challenged Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at a conference in Munich. Joschka Fischer, German foreign intelligence minister. Excuse me, I'm not convinced. This is my problem, and I cannot go to the public and say, well, let's go to war, because there are reasons, and so on, and I don't believe in that. Back to the CNN anchor. French President Jacques Chirac expressed his doubts just days before the war in an interview with CNN's Christiane Amanpour for 60 Minutes. When asked if he believed Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, Mr. Chirac said, I don't know. I have no evidence to support that. It seems that there are no nuclear weapons, no nuclear weapons programs. That is something that the inspectors seem to be sure of. As for weapons of mass destruction, bacteriological, biological, chemical, we don't know. 3 days after that interview, airstrikes were launched against Iraq and the war began. And these lying sons of bitches, why is Victoria Clark... What is she doing as a consultant to CNN? Victoria Clark, this lying Pentagon spokeswoman who stood out there every single day, there was a press briefing, and lied through her teeth. Why is she a CNN consultant?
I don't know, because she's prettier than Bill Hemmer, probably. But the one point that I thought was just fantastic about this, though, was that it just dispelled point by point this Bush rhetoric, this lie that they're coming out with, that every foreign national agreed with the intelligence assessment. Good God, do we have no memories? I mean, do we not remember that nobody? I mean, we had a coalition of what, five countries, and the rummy was saying, we don't care about old Europe, and, you know.
Well, the point that you're making with the question, which is purely rhetorical because you know the answer, is that, yes, I've said this 100 times. We live in the stupidest, politically speaking, stupidest country on the planet. We don't know. We don't care to know. We don't want to know. We have a media that reports entertainment and kidnapped, murdered white women to us on and on and on forever.
Forever! Oh, and celebrity divorces. And who's knocking who up? And another white woman stolen.
We are the most overtained, over-entertained, under-informed population cluster ever to be led by killers. And you get tired of talking about it, don't you, Truth Seeker? I know. I get your emails telling me about your... your conversations with your in-laws or your mom or your dad, who you can't get him to understand what these evil bastards are doing, and you can't understand it because your dad's not an old man. He's only in his 50s, and he just seems so rigid. Just get tired of saying it over and over again, don't you? I know I damn sure do. I just get so tired of it. That's why when Chuck Hagel or John Murtha or even this poor, miserable, cowardly little bastard, John McCain, when these people stand out and start talking about the reasons we should not be torturing or the reasons we should not be in this despicable, filthy war or the reasons we should be questioning authority, it takes a little pressure off, doesn't it? But they don't listen. They don't listen. You know, they don't listen. What they listen to, what this stupid, half-witted American public listens to, is the murderous rhetoric of these cowards. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and all these filthy, degenerate, fake Christian broadcasters. That's where Pat Robertson comes to mind. That's where people get their information. That's where.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, "Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America," unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back?
We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When you're curious, holding back a while.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Karen just emailed in, and she has the 1, 2, 3, the 5 quick verses, or the 4 quick verses, right in Proverbs. We did Proverbs 16 through 19, thanks to Ann, and we redid it because we got a request to redo it. But 12 through 15, that immediately precedes Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, is pretty good too. And this is what Karen sent in. It says, here's verse 12 through 15. Here is a description of worthless and wicked people. They are constant liars, signaling their true intentions to their friends by making signs with their eyes and feet and fingers. Their perverted hearts plot evil. They stir up trouble constantly, but they will be destroyed suddenly, broken beyond all hope of healing. And then it goes on. There are 6 things the Lord hates. No, 7 things he detests. Ooh, I like 15. They will be destroyed suddenly, broken beyond all hope of healing. Speaking of that, Dave emailed in. Mike, we've heard some of the flying monkeys and sadly the mainstream media criticizing Fitzgerald's investigation, suggesting that since he didn't discover the new information about Woodward, Fitzgerald must not have done a very thorough investigation. This is absurd. You can't make people tell you the truth, and you can't force people to give you information unless... Hey, wait a minute. They're saying that Fitzgerald should have tortured the people he has questioned. Libby should have been waterboarded. Rove should have been put under a black hood and electrodes attached to his man jewels. Cheney's whole staff should have been stripped naked and stacked in a pyramid. That's what they're saying, isn't it? Well, Dave, I think you're onto something here. Maybe make them think they're being thrown to the lions. That is so early Christian, isn't it? Oh, my God, that's so first century. Woo! Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, Vietnam vet, critic of Bush policy in Iraq, exoriated the administration Tuesday in a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations. Hagel said, quote, "The war in Iraq should not be debated in the United States on a partisan political platform. This debases our country, trivializes the seriousness of war, and cheapens the service and sacrifices of our men and women in uniform. War is not a Republican or Democrat issue. The casualties of wars are from both parties. The Bush administration must understand that each American has a right to question our policies in Iraq and should not be demonized for disagreeing with them. Suggesting that to challenge or criticize policy is undermining and hurting our troops is not democracy. nor what this country has stood for over 200 years. The Democrats have an obligation to challenge in a serious and responsible manner, offering solutions and alternatives to the administration's policies, end quote. Now, that's what Hagel said on Tuesday. And Murtha today, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, came up with the solution, the alternative. Hagel also suggested the members of Congress who failed to question the war could be responsible for another Vietnam. Hagel said, quote, Vietnam was a national tragedy partly because members of Congress failed their country, remained silent, and lacked the courage to challenge the administrations in power until it was too late. Some of us who went through that nightmare have an obligation to the 58,000 Americans who died in Vietnam to not let that happen again. To question your government is not unpatriotic. To not question your government is unpatriotic. Ah. And I think about the vermin, the skunks, the weasels, the roaches, the spiders who operate in right-wing talk radio, what they're going to be saying tomorrow about John Murtha. All right. We got to do some phone calls here. All right. Oh, one last thing. What's this guy's name? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was this guy was Assistant Secretary at the Treasury for Economic Policy during the first 2 years of the Reagan administration. He was also the Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, one of the most right-wing sump holes in America. And he was a contributing editor to National Review, Buckley's rag. Well, now he is saying that the U.S. government has fallen into the hands of psychopaths, his word, and that the neocons in the Bush administration may be set to stage another terror attack in the United States as part of a black operation to demolish growing dissent and coerce the public to rally behind the government once again. Roberts went further than he has ever gone before in stating that this was on a radio program, not this one. Roberts went further than he has ever gone before in stating that the neocons were worse than Hitler and Stalin because they publicly embraced torture and preemptive war, something that past despots at least tried to hide. Roberts said that the U.S. government is in the hands of dangerous psychopaths who are a disgrace to the human race and who should be arrested as war criminals and turned over to The Hague. Wow. All right. Quick break. We'll be back. When we come back, your phone calls. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Here on America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The debate over Iraq is heating up on Capitol Hill. A key Democratic hawk says it is time to withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq. Terry Moore reports.
In a speech this week, Vice President Cheney called Democratic attacks dishonest and reprehensible. Democrats have been raising the volume over Iraq as public support for the war continues to drop. Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman John Murtha called for a withdrawal of U.S. troops, saying the war is not going as advertised.
It's a flawed policy wrapped in illusion. The American public knows it.
Alaska Republican Senator Ted Stevens.
The only way we can lose in Iraq is if we defeat ourselves, if we refuse to stay the course.
Stevens accused Democrats of trying to rewrite history. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid accused Republicans of launching a campaign-style assault to defend the ongoing mission in Iraq.
It's a weak, spineless display of politics at a time of war. It's easy to attack, Mr. President. The hard part is leading, coming clean with the American people, and giving our troops a strategy for success.
President Bush and the South Korean president discussed the ongoing talks on the North Korean nuclear crisis.
The need to make sure that we continue to strategize through this five of us who are working with North Korea to get North Korea to implement that which it said it would do, which is to verifiably get rid of its nuclear weapons and programs.
Meanwhile, Bush has agreed with his South Korean counterpart to hold talks to draw up a formal Korean peace treaty. The 1950s war ended with an armistice, and technically, North and South Korea are still at war. The UN Secretary General is welcoming a plan to produce cheap, wind-up laptop computers for use by children, especially in the Third World. John Tarrant reports from the UN.
Unveiling the machines alongside UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Professor Nicholas Negroponte of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology says the so-called green machine has a wind-up crank and a very low power consumption. It can be held in the hand like a games console. It can also function as a TV. Negroponte says there's been firm interest in the machines from governments as far apart as Thailand and Brazil, but although five manufacturers and three big brand-name technology firms have expressed an interest in making the low-cost laptops, no firm commitment has yet been made. John Terra to the United Nations, New York.
Scientists may have discovered a gene responsible for the feeling of fear. Their finding that was published in the journal Cell could lead to new treatments for mental disorders such as post-traumatic stress disorder and general anxiety. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
It's about 7 past the hour. Welcome back. You know, in listening to Mirtha today, and did we see it live? We were watching it live, right? Yeah. When he got to the part about, you know, where he really started to choke up, and he was talking about the these young men, for the most part, and young women who are now in the veterans' hospitals and soon will be turned loose by a crime family that doesn't give a tinker's damn about what happens to them. And Mirtha lost it. You know, he started to choke up, as most combat veterans will, because they have been there, they have done that, and they understand the utter and absolute futility of war, especially the kinds of wars that have been fought by this country since the end of World War II. People who have been in combat very seldom, if ever, want to send other people into combat. Unlike the chicken hawks, unlike these piss ants that run the country now, or the ones that infest talk radio and are so willing to go after real veterans like John Kerry or Max Cleland or tomorrow to be John Mirtha. And I'm not defending any action taken in any war at all. I understand what happens in wars, and I know that most of the wars we've fought since the end of World War II have been wars of aggression, wars of imperialism. I understand that. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not. No. I'm talking about the right to criticize soldiers in the manner in which the piglets criticize soldiers, the chicken hawks, the cowards. True anti-war people do not criticize the soldiers who go into combat because they understand that for the most part, either directly or indirectly, the soldiers usually don't have a chance. They never have. Go all the way back to the Roman legions, and you will find that to be the case. And don't give me the argument that, well, there is no conscription, Malloy. What are you talking about? Economic pressure, educational pressure, phony, fake, patriotic pressure on a 17-year-old kid? Gone. But when we watched Mirtha talking about this today, I swear to God, I started thinking about the pigs, the filthy, filthy pigs at the Republican National Convention who showed up. Remember with the little purple bandages? Remember that, Kathy? Mocking the Purple Heart that John Kerry wore? Remember that? The bandages? I thought I was going to scream. I thought surely this will sink this corrupt administration when people understand the disrespect that these Republican Party delegates are showing. They are unzipping their pants, squatting over the graves of soldiers who have died, and defecating. It was horrifying. Just awful, horrifying stuff. Mocking an award given to people who are shot, wounded, hurt, killed, maimed in a war. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I just absolutely hate these people? Deeply, deeply hate them. Liz writes in from Santa Rosa, California. Very quickly, then we're going to do your phone calls. Dear Mike, we keep hearing the only way we can leave Iraq is to have enough Iraqi soldiers trained to take over for our troops. Then and only then can we leave with, quote, honor, close quote. It took my honorable husband 16 weeks to be trained as a soldier. Why can't Iraqis be trained in a timely manner? Could it be because they don't want to be trained? Could it be that so many Iraqis consider us the enemy and don't want to have their fellow countrymen condemn them for being in league with the enemy? No one brings up this 500-pound elephant whenever there's talk about training. 2.5 years after the invasion, and we have now how many trained Iraqi battalions? 5? The truth is, they will never be ready. And if they aren't ready, then we can't leave. And why would the administration want to leave? They went in for the oil, and to leave would mean leaving the oil fields in the hands of the Iraqis. And she writes some more here. Liz, thanks. Yeah, that's a good question. How much training does an American combat soldier get? Huh? Oh, Jesus. And Barb in Minnesota writes, the neocons are saying the Democrats are irresponsible. Have any of the neocons just come out and said, with no equivocation, we did not manipulate the intelligence? Too bad we can't get Bunny Pants to put his hand on his Bible and swear he didn't. Never happened, Barb, because that would be trivializing war. All right. I want to do some phone calls now, if we could, please. Let us begin with Lowell, our Tampa, Florida bureau chief. Lowell, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Hello. Man, talk about an emotional shelf. Good God. The thing that and a lot of what we're missing here is that no matter how much of the truth you try to tell, the neocons, They don't want it because, remember that email I sent you two or three days ago about the one that says that Bush lied to do what he had to do in order to preserve our way of life? That's what they're all concerned with, this materialistic thing that says, hey, we got to have this stuff, we got to have this, we got to have that, the hell with everybody else.
Well, you may be right, Lowell, but I have another take on it. That's because these people are being led by this sick, perverted interpretation of the book of Revelation. These people believe that Jesus is up in heaven smacking his lips and rubbing his hands and looking at the death and blood and gore and saying, ah, this looks good! Time for me to go back there! This is what these bastards believe!
That's also true.
So war has to continue. War has to continue. Slaughter and death has to go on. Simply because their perverted view of a savior who has, well, obviously wants nothing to do with their useless asses, but their perverted view of a savior is someone who lusts after blood and death and destruction.
And all to preserve our way of life. But I want to do a quick one too. A quick one to the. Quick one to the neocons out there.
Is someone attacking you?
If you believe in this, what Bush is doing, you believe in the lies that you're being told,
yeah,
that they'll preserve our way of life, then get a gun, go out there, go to Iraq, and defend this country if you think you're defending this country.
Yeah, well, you know that's not going to happen, Lowell.
Of course not.
All right. Thanks for checking in. I hope you're not being beaten up. Jesus, I hate to hear that. You know, talking to somebody on the phone, all of a sudden they're attacked. Thanks, Lowell.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Lowell, Michael is calling from New York City. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Guess what? I've got just enough time to say hi, Michael, and then I got to put you on hold here, and we got to do a break, and then we'll come back and talk. All right? You mind holding another couple of minutes?
Not at all, buddy. Not at all.
Stay right there. And everybody else online, we're going to make a real effort here to get as many calls in as we can, so I'm going to ask you to limit your comments tonight to a couple, 3 minutes, okay? Really, I'm going to ask you to do that without any prompting from me. 2 or 3 minutes. Get it said, and get it said quickly. I'm not trying to be a snot with you, but I've got 10 people on hold here, and I want to try to get as many people in as we can. All right? Thank you. Quick break. We'll be right back.
It's about oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
It's about greed.
It's about rich white men getting richer. It's about fear.
It's about fear.
And control.
And control.
Of those barrels of black gold. Yeah, step up, folks, to another war when we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines. I want to see it in big lights.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Yes, always. Mainly because they're too cowardly to call this program, little roaches. 21 past the hour. All right, we were just starting a conversation with Michael in New York City. All right, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Uh-huh. You know, I have to agree with a lot of the email that has come in and what that last gentleman was saying. Yes, an emotional show indeed. I can't believe that Bush and company is going to say it's irresponsible to be questioning them and raising criticism. It would be irresponsible if we didn't say anything, and I think the irresponsibility lies on their part for misleading this nation. Just like they're going to say it's unpatriotic if we're questioning them. Excuse me, patriotism existed long before his dumb ass was ever born. And as far as I recall, patriotism was supporting and defending the U.S. Constitution and laws, and those are the same things that they have broken. And want to talk about ethics? Oh, man, what Rush Limbaugh did this morning is suggesting to send $50 to him in support of the troops if you really want to support the troops.
Right.
You know, that was so pathetic. That's a scam right there. Add to that what Bush did last Friday at Veterans Day. Those were supposed to be the day for our veterans, past and present, not for him to be promoting his war again. I mean, my late grandfather, rest his soul, and my late father-in-law both served in the military, and they must be rolling over in their graves. And my father, who was once in the Army, he just simply said, they're pitiful. He's not as political as I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just so doggone fed up.
Well, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you, Michael. I hear you. Listen, thanks for checking in, all right?
My pleasure, guys.
All right. Take care. Take care. Hmm. I didn't mention this top of the hour. Let me say it again. Next Wednesday is Thanksgiving Eve is Youth Night on the Malloy program again. All the callers are going to be between the ages of 13 and 17. If you're in that age group, next Wednesday night is your night. We've done this a couple of times before, and it's usually been a real eye-opener for older people. So if you know somebody who is 13, 14, 15, 16, or 17, tell them about this. Give them the phone number. Tell them to call in. And you young folks who listen to this program on a regular basis or an irregular basis, don't forget, Wednesday coming, okay? What is astonishing, isn't it? The Bush cabal chooses intelligence reports from half-witted felons, international criminals like Ahmad Shalabi, and drunks with names like Q-Ball, and disregard and get irritated at reputable intelligence sources who keep saying, no, there's no there, really. And they call the Democrats irresponsible, these sons of bitches. And Q-Ball, do you like that, Q-Ball? Sounds like a character on The Sopranos. Would you believe anything somebody named Q-Ball told you other than maybe how to hotwire a Chevy Impala? This is where they got their Iraq intelligence. Q-Ball. A felon wanted in Jordan for bank fraud, Shalabi, who somehow is now the deputy premier, Jesus, of Iraq. A lying bastard who was just last week welcomed, or this week, welcomed into the White House by Cheney and Rumsfeld. No pictures, no pictures. Q-Ball. How long before Q-Ball gets the presidential medal? How long before Shalabi shows up at the next State of the Union speech, sitting next to Barbara Bush and Laura Bush, and gets an introduction from the podium by this degenerate little bastard who now runs the country? We got a real hero up there, sitting next to Laura. I don't know how to say his name. Shalabi. He's a real American hero. All right, he's a real Iraqi hero. No, what is he? What is he? He's a real Iraqi hero. Sam, take a bow. Right after Shalabi, we have Topo Gigio, little homosexual mouse that's going to come out here and do things. And for all the Jews out there, Myron Cohen is going to come out on this stage and... And then we got the guy with the plates and spinning and a dog thing, too. Wait a minute, that was Ed Sullivan. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
It's about 26 before the hour. A message from Phil. Kathy, please tell Mike that the Shalabi connection was curveball, not cue ball. And Chris writes in, reporting from the Potemkin village once known as America. Chris writes, don't want to be a fact Nazi, but the source of the bogus intelligence was called curveball. All right, from Chris and Phil. Sorry. What did I say? I said cue ball.
But you know, it still doesn't change the gist of the story. You wouldn't trust somebody named Curveball to give you factual information about Iraq now, would you?
Even less than Cueball. I mean, the name Curveball just implies, hey, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. The Curveball, Cueball, it's just so appropriate to some of the guys in the neighborhood I grew up in the 50s, you know? Hey, Curveball, what's happening? I'm working on the car, man. Hey, Cueball, you want to play some ball later on? Oh, man, my old man says I got to stay home and mow the lawn. Curveball, Cueball, Cheney, Cheney, Shalabi, Cheney, Bush, Bush. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Negroponte. What does that mean? Black Bridge? Negroponte. Wolfowitz! Wolfowitz! Jesus. No, stop, stop. See? I'm closer to the edge than you are. We need some time off. We're gonna take a week after Thanksgiving.
Because if we don't, then Molly's gonna grow up hearing her father say "Wolfowitz."
And sitting in for me that week after Thanksgiving is Peter Werby. Is going to sit in for me that entire week. I had some discussions with Air America and told them I do not ever again want to have so-called Best of Malloy programs broadcast when I'm gone, because they're not best of, they're just randomly picked programs.
That being said, join us next Thursday and Friday night, Truth Seekers, for Best of Malloy programs.
Well, on Thursday and Friday, on Thanksgiving night?
Yes.
Well, that's different. On Thanksgiving, nobody listens to anything on Thanksgiving night anyway, do they?
Well, I'm sort of hurt. I was going to listen.
And as far as Friday is concerned, that's the big, glommed-up merchandising day of all time. Don't forget, this is Christian America, where we go out and celebrate the birth of that little baby.
Black Friday. Black Friday.
2,000 years ago, where we assault Walmart and the shopping malls in honor of the little baby Jesus.
That's how you walk off the calories.
Anyway, for the week that we're gone, and we are going to be gone, oh, God, are we going to be gone. Peter Werby will be sitting in. And from now on, when we take extended time off, we are going to have people substitute for us rather than doing a so-called best of. So that's just a little program now. And don't forget, once again, next Wednesday night, Ute night on the Malloy program. Okay, back to the phone calls. I'm sorry. Jay is calling from Madison. I guess that's Wisconsin, right? Jay?
Hello.
Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm doing better, man. I'd like to say, actually, you know, you remember when I talked to you last, obviously, what my situation was, right?
Oh, yeah. No job, no place to turn. You were thinking about the military.
Yeah. Well, first off, you know, I cut that idea off at the jugular, first off, you know. Yeah. And then, you know, I told them, you know, I wasn't going to do that no more anyways because, like I told you, I wasn't agreeing with the policies, you know, of the war, which was, you know, funded on, well, I can't say what my...
Yeah, that's right. So what did you decide to do?
Well, so I told them not to, and I went to, well, you know, I'm in Madison, right, which is a pretty progressive city, you know what I mean?
Right.
Pretty liberal here, and I went through, you know, they have a workforce development program and stuff like that, right, where what they do is, you know, you go through the job application process once again, but this time, you know, they kind of help you out, you know, so places don't just, like, reject you right away, because, you know, I told you I went to about 30 or so places and was just rejected off the bat, you know, right when I turned
right,
my
right.
applications, and they helped me out with, so now I got this minimum wage job, which is better than nothing, you know, so they helped me out with a job through that program, so now I do have a job, and, you know, that with that I will be able to get a place to stay, you know, right now I'm just temporarily staying with my folks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they said they'd also be able to help me out with some state-sponsored housing, hopefully for a little bit, you know. But and then I hear on the news, of course, that, you know, Bush, they're going to be cutting out a bunch of money from, you know, stuff like that, though, like, you know, food stamps and...
Sure.
So I heard, I don't know how many millions or billions of us they're going to be cutting, but that's probably going to be coming out of my pocket anyways, which is great news, you know. But, you know, I try to stay positive, you know. It's just ridiculous. So it's like, and then, you know who's going to be getting the tax cut anyways besides the people like to me that need it? You know, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, I guess the main point I wanted to get across, though, was that, you know, that there is these, you know, programs for people out there, you know, like that were in my position, that, you know, there is things you can do because, you know, I was getting pretty desperate there. And the Army, anyways, they actually did. They called me back and they didn't even, I guess I wasn't even qualified to go die for my country anyways because of my record. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember what you told me, and you also told the audience that was listening that night. So things are looking better for you now?
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's just, you know, I guess the main point, like I said, is that there are some programs though that, you know, they do want to help some, you know, in at
sure.
least in Madison, this area, there are some programs that can help people that are down in their luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So things are looking better is the bottom line, you know.
That's good. That's good, Jay.
And then, you know, I guess I just was listening to your program the other night, too. And just one quick other comment. You know, I know you got all these other people on hold.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I guess I'm a militant agnostic. I don't know what to say. This whole thing got me going crazy, too, because I don't know what, you know, I personally am totally afraid of fundamentalist Christians, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentalism stops a thinking mind, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Just...
Yeah, quicker than a bullet, you know, it really does. Well, keep searching. If you're looking for some sort of a spiritual path to travel in your life, Jay, you'll find it. If you check it all out and decide that it's just not the way for you to go, you'll find that too. Just trust your own instincts. Nobody knows better instinctively what you need or want than you do. Okay, so just be cool. Don't listen to people. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Mike, keep the neocon head exploding.
I'll do it. Thanks, Jay. You take care. Good to hear from you. All right. Good to hear from Jay. So everybody that sent me emails about Jay, there you go. Way to go, Jay. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Cue ball, curve ball. They've got us all behind the eight ball.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
What a bunch of slime. You know, Well, I thought I'd add just a tad bit of levity to your show tonight. Remember your days in Chicago?
Oh,
and
yeah.
The good governor, George Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's been on trial lately. And guess who came to testify against him?
Tell me.
Remember the good senator from Texas, Phil Gramm?
Oh.
That ran for president back in the day?
Yeah.
Well, son of a gun. I guess George was out and about trying to collect money for his cause or whatever, or taking contributions or whatever. And of that, supposedly, he kept $10,000 as a consulting fee, or at least that's his claim. He finally spoke out today because the good ex-senator from Texas said that he didn't know, he never approved $100,000 that went to George Ryan's family. And he further said that the difference between, you know, he thought that campaigning was supposed to be, you know, friendship. And the difference between what he thought and what George did was the difference between love and prostitution. Don't you love it?
Oh, yeah. Of course, calling Phil Gramm to testify, I don't know, Phil Gramm, just seeing him, you know, that's the guy who always reminds me of a turtle.
Remember what his wife did for us, too.
Now, what did, it was Wendy.
She was on some committee or something, and she got something. I don't remember all the details, but she had her fingers in it, up to her elbows, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember what Wendy Gramm did. I know they made porno flicks or financed them.
Whatever.
All right, Marge, hold on just a second. I'll give you another minute as soon as
okay.
We come back. All right, hold on just a second. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Wedding boy, you've been a naughty girl. You put your weapons down. I am the con man. They are the con men.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful, it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health.
With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Oh, you prancing little dress-up doll. Jeez. Thanks to our production crew, Justin Yuen, and our resident rock star, Jason Isaac in New York, who both engineered the program tonight. Dee Neal is our associate producer in New York. She answered your calls, maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, and the militant mods at mikemalloy.com. Ben Birch, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Thanks to everybody. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Don't forget, next Wednesday night, Ute Night. All right, Marge, I can give you another minute here. Let her rip.
Okay.
By the way, somebody, I got an email. Somebody wants to know how you are. Are you okay?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
One step at a time.
All right, good.
Our FBI, you know, our famed fact collection deal,
yes.
Apparently in Chicago has a community liaison. This time they invited the Chicago Bears football players
right.
to their well-endowed shooting range.
Yes.
Well, then afterwards they had sort of a cookout and there was drinking. And the next day it was reported that one of the football players fell at home and broke his jaw. Well, as it turns out, one of the other players got upset with something and hit him. And they're trying to explain how the hell this happened.
Yeah.
And the explanations are absolutely fascinating.
I'll bet.
And one last little tidbit. You know, our press that's supposed to maintain and inform citizenry. Well, People Magazine has declared that, what's his name, Fitzpatrick, the prosecutor in the Valerie Plame is one of the sexiest men in America.
Oh,
isn't,
Jesus.
Doesn't that just make your day?
They trivialize everything, Marge. Everything is trivialized. That's, you know, that's the same corporation that owns CNN, so I'm not surprised.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. You know, everybody owns everything. I mean, what the hell? It's going to be one giant company, and, you know, we'll just... bow to the CEO, and he'll get his golden parachute, and the rest of us will get, well, you know what, you know.
Not you.
And, you know,
no, not you, Marge, not me, and not the people who tune into this program. Marge, thanks a lot for checking in, all right?
You take care, my friend.
All right. You do the same. Teddy Roosevelt, Republican president, said the following, thanks to the person who emailed this in, quote, to announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public, end quote. Yeah. Tom, who is calling from California. Tom, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
God, I've been listening to your show for about probably 4 months. It's a real honor to talk to you, but I know you got other callers, so...
Well, it's not that. We're running out of time.
Right, exactly. I totally empathize with your anger, your resentment, and your disgust towards these nutcases in the White House. I completely share that. But what I'm calling about, just to get to it, I'm really disturbed over the L.A. Times over them dropping Robert Scheer. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, but he's already been picked up by the San Francisco Chronicle, and, of course, he writes also for The Nation. But I understand your concern. The L.A. Times, which is owned by the Tribune Company now, that's the Chicago Tribune, the L.A. Times has decided they would rather be on the side of the whores rather than on the side of the people. So getting rid of Robert Scheer was an absolute necessity.
You know, the irony of it is I signed up for a year's subscription with the Times about 3 weeks ago, and then I get this, you know. I did this exclusively to read Bob Scheer's column on Tuesday, and then this happens. You know, I mean, this whole last week has been just really utterly troubling when, you know, like Bill O'Reilly, you know, advocating to the terrorists to blow up the Coit building in San Francisco, and Cheney, you know, that oh, God.
They are so sick. You know, these right-wingers, these are the real America haters. You know, I've said it before, when the lights go out, there's certain ones, these thugs that I really would like to have a conversation with. But you're right, O'Reilly's another one. What a pissant.
Oh,
wasted DNA this guy is.
These people, you know, they bring, you know, I'm a very passionate guy. I've got two teenagers. I'm going to have one of them call you next Wednesday, because they listen to me rant and just rave over, you know, over these
neocons,
corrupt Republicans, these bastards. But anyway, they you know, I'm a very good person at heart, but these people bring out the worst of me, Mike.
Oh, I know. Listen, you know, I spend the better part of my day being a loving father to a 16-month-old little baby girl, and when I spend time with her, I'm just like in fantasy land. And Kathy, during the day, she'll say, listen, this and that is on CNN. I'll say, keep it away from me. I don't want you do it. You're the producer. You get the sound. You listen to stuff. I can't do it because you're absolutely right. It turns me into a frothing at the mouth, raving, murderous maniac that just wants to go out and rip people limb from limb.
It does, because, you know, like my kids are 16 and 14 and they don't stay little long, and you want to, you want to protect them in that womb of innocence.
That's
don't
right.
you?
Oh, yeah. I've got grown children, and I have grandchildren. Molly, our 16-month-old. I never thought I would have a kid at my age, but you know, Kathy and I have only been married about 10 years, and she really wanted to have a baby.
Oh, that's great. You know, she's precious. I know she is. You know, all this stuff that's going on, and my mom, who's come out to visit me from Illinois, she's come out to visit me and my sisters, because the energy costs have went up since, you know, I know when Clinton was president, her heat bill back there was like $400 to $500 a month, and now she got another raise, and her heat bill is going to be about $1,200 a month. You think this just happened just by accident?
Oh my God!
You know, when mom's telling me this, all I see is that sinisterly, debauched, crooked smile face of Dick Cheney. You know?
Oh, wouldn't you love to shove a cream pie in it?
Oh, I just seethe, Mike. I seethe with anger, and I tell you, who never put it better was Jim Hightower when he said. You know, he's describing Dick Cheney's smile, and he says he has the smile of a landlord who just evicted a widow.
I got you. Tom, I have to leave there. Thank you, sir. Have your boys call in. I've got to go. Thanks to everybody for participating tonight. I do appreciate it, even you lurkers, you little smarmy weasels. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the help.
helpful hardware folks.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to band to voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana.
Paid for by ONDCP.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three